You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
It's all too clear. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. And I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. And I know it's getting busier here now in Brevard County with school starting yesterday. Matter of fact, let me pray for you and your family. Lord God, I lift up my extended family out here today. God bless my WMIE and WWBC family. Watch out over their children now as a new school year starts. Watch out over them, protect them, and deliver them from all evil. Keep them healthy and safe, and send your angels around all the kids that just started school and their parents as well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Again, I thank you for joining me here today. You're going to hear a sermon I preached a week ago now at Island. God's doing a great work at Island Community Church, and I'm so grateful to be along for the ride and getting to see what God is doing. He's adding more names to the church. And the greatest thing probably is what people tell me, that when they walk in the doors, they can feel his presence. And that's priceless. And that's something I guard very closely to ensure that that happens when you come and visit as well. So I invite you out to one of our services. We meet Sunday morning at 10:30. We've got child care for your child, so bring your child on in Sunday morning at 10:30. And here in October, we'll be starting Wednesday night. We're taking the next month off Wednesday nights, but we'll be back again midweek Bible study Wednesday night at 7. More on that when that comes nearer. But here now is part two of this message from 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says, for the word of God, do you see that? The word, logos, same word. For the logos of God, the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Matter of fact, I wrote here in my Bible all these things listed in this verse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things. Let me read it first. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Look at these things. The word of God, the logos of God, number one, it's alive, not dead. It's living. Number two, it's powerful. It is the dynamite of God. So it's alive. It's dynamite. Number three, it's sharp. Cuts like a knife. Ever been cut here before in this church? If not, I'd have to question whether or not you have the Holy Spirit. If I have not offended you, friend, then something's wrong. Because I want you to be a spiritual giant. I want you to leave these doors forgiven. I want you to repent when God convicts you of something. He didn't die for nothing. Repent, leave it behind, and walk out. See how you sleep tonight if you do that. Leave it here behind. His blood is powerful. It'll obliterate anything you've ever done. Leave it behind. You're not alone. The only difference between me and you is I leave it behind here 5 days a week. All week long I get to come in here and leave it behind. Living, powerful, sharp, it pierces. I also put surgical, where it says, divides asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow. And the word of God is a discerner. It'll just stare deep into your soul like Jesus. Hey, what do you know? He is the word, right? They said, Lord, what must I do to go into heaven, right? And he turns and looks at him and says, aha. And then he lists everything you've ever done. It's a discerner of your heart. The word of God, it's when faithfully preached, which is why preachers ought to stick to this and not anything else. Not books about the Bible, not my grandmother's opinion about the Bible, but the word of God. Because my grandmother's opinion is not going to convict you. This will. This will. It's guaranteed to. But if you do what it says, he'll heal you. He'll strengthen you. He'll set you on fire for him. He'll forgive you for all your sins. And you'll have peace with God. It's not bad. It's all good. It's like going to the doctor and the doctor says, this is what's wrong with you. Do this and you'll be fine. Imagine coming here to the doctor and me having the power to heal you. I say, oh no, you're fine. You're fine. Take thine ease. When I've got the ability to cure you, and I don't do it because I don't want to offend you. What kind of doctor would I be? Let me move on. Just wanted you to see again, Logos, Word of God, the power is in the Word of God, not in the preacher. It's in the preacher if he preaches the Word. That's how Billy Graham can get up and preach and 40,000 people can come up front and receive Christ, because Billy Graham knows the secret, and that is he preaches the word. The word convicts. Okay, back to Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the message, Logos, the word, the Jesus of the cross is foolishness to all those that are dying. But to us who are being saved, it's the dunamis of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. I'll bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish all the wisdom of this world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God. It pleased God through the foolishness. Now he's being sarcastic here. It pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. So God's putting everyone in their place now. He said, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. To paraphrase that, it's where are all the smart folks at? Line them up. Where's the wise? Greek word, magi. Bring them in. Where's the scribe? Where's Carl Sagan at? Where is Stephen Hawking? In hell, by the way. Where's Bill Nye, the science guy? Where's the editor of Florida Today who said, if you believe God created all this, you're not going to get far in life. Where is he at? God says, bring him on in. Line him up. Line him up. Where's the wise? Where's the scribe? Where's the disputer of this age? Line him on up. Line him on up. We're going to talk. God said to Job in the oldest book of the Bible, he says, who is this that darkens counsel with words without knowledge? Tell me if you have understanding. Science guy, Bill Nye, tell me if you know so much. Who determined its measurements? The Army Corps of Engineers? Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Surely you know, God continues, who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fashioned? Who laid its cornerstones when the morning stars sang together, when all the sons of God shouted for joy? Who shut the sea up with its doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb, when I made the clouds its darkness and thick darkness its swaddling band? When I fixed my limit for it, I set bars and doors. When I said to the seas, this far you can come and no farther, and here your proud waves must stop. God did all that. Where were you? So this is how God rolls. Paul, let's hear it. It pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. Verse 22, for Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to us who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the dynamite of God and the Sophia of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. What a mouthful. More on that later. But to the Jews, Christ was a stumbling block. What does he mean by that? Well, let me read to you the verse. It's Romans 9:30. Paul says this, what shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness, righteousness is the search to be right with God. Okay? How do you get right with God? How do you have peace with your maker? How do you have eternal life? How can you be right with the creator of the universe? Is the righteousness of God. How can you have God slam down his gavel and look at you and say, not guilty? What does it take? He's saying the Gentiles weren't even looking for that. The Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness of God, even the righteousness of faith. But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. The Jews tried to do things to get right with God, and you're only right with God by calling on the name of Jesus Christ. You can't keep rules to be right with God. You can't do it. You can only be right with God. He who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Then you'll have the desire to keep rules because you want to please him with all that you do. So, they stumbled at that, okay. They did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. And the Jews stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it is written, this is Romans 9:33. Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern prayer.